Skywarn active.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 6:43 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Lee County, eastern Chatham County, and southwestern Wake County until 7:45 p.m. At 6:42 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Moncure, or 10 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, moving northeast at 15 miles per hour. Tenney-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include New Hill, Holly Springs, Apex, and Cary. Central Carolina Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports. We'll increase our activity as we need to with any criteria verification. And the National Weather Service will be looking for reports, and this is what reports should include. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds, such as down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. We're going to be in standby mode, which means this is a non-directed net. The repeater will be free for other amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave long breaks between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. Spotters are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We don't anticipate any problems with this repeater, but should it go offline, our backup will be the K4ITL 147.105 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz, and that repeater is located in Broadway, North Carolina. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn with an update. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Lee County is canceled. Again, northeastern Lee County. That severe thunderstorm warning has been canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area and the warning is no longer in effect. If you observed severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail in Lee County, please pass your report through Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 p.m. for southwestern Wake and northeastern Chatham counties. At 6:54 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near New Hill, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm as it affects Apex, Cary, and Morrisville. Skywarn remains in standby mode. This is a non-directed net. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. A reminder to all stations to leave long breaks between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:45 p.m. for southwestern Wake and northeastern Chatham counties. At 6:54 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near New Hill, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm as it affects Apex, Cary, and Morrisville. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity, and this is a non-directed net. We remind stations to leave long breaks between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. The National Weather Service has issued another severe thunderstorm warning. This is for northwestern Cumberland County, Harnett County, and Lee County until 8 p.m. And of course, Harnett and Lee are part of Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 7.05 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm along a line extending from 7 miles southwest of Lemon Springs to 10 miles southwest of Pineview to 12 miles southwest of Fort Bragg, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Lemon Springs, Pineview, Pope Air Force Base, Olivia, Spring Lake, Fort Bragg, Fayetteville, Broadway, and Timberlake. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett County and Lee County until 8 p.m. And we also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northeastern Chatham and southwestern Wake until 7:45 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 7:08 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wake County, southeastern Durham County, southern Franklin County, and south Granville County until 8:30 p.m. At 7:07 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Cary, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Morrisville, Research Triangle Park, RDU International Airport, Raleigh, Falls Lake, Wake Forest, and Purnell. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Wake, southeastern Durham, southern Franklin, and south central Granville until 8:30 p.m. At this time, we also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Harnett County and Lee County until 8 p.m. and one for southwestern Wake and northeastern Chatham until 7:45 p.m. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. It's a non-directed net. However, we ask that stations leave long breaks between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA standing by for spotter reports. NC4VA, go ahead.
Power out.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit. Try it again. If there was a station calling Skywarn, you're opening the repeater. I'm not getting any audio out of you. I think there was someone calling, I'm sure, before. You just couldn't hold the repeater. You might wait a minute or two and try a different location. NC4VA.
It's frequency in use.
NC4VA with Skywarn. Was someone calling Skywarn?
No, ma'am. I was just seeing if it was, if its frequency was in use. Actually, you're the one I'd like thoughts if I could get you for a second.
I tell you what, we've got, if it concerns a severe weather report, I'll be happy to take it, but we've got three severe thunderstorm warnings out at this time with a number of counties involved. If it's a question that relates to happening right now, that's fine, but if it's just something involving Skywarn in general, if you want to hold it and save it for the Central Carolina Skywarn Information Net tonight, that would be most appropriate.
Yes, ma'am, I understand that. I know actually what I want to ask you about is what's going on right now. I just found out that South Central Granville County, they had a severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Granville County. Is that correct?
There is a severe thunderstorm warning, yes, for South Central Granville County till 8:30 p.m.
Okay, thank you very much. Because my weather radio hadn't gone off or anything, I just found out about it through my family on the other side of the county. Look, I do appreciate your time. Sorry to interrupt you, Nat. Thanks so much for coming back to me. It's KI4IES.
Not a problem at all, sir, and I'm glad you were able to find out there was a severe thunderstorm warning. You might, if you have access to local media, since your NOAA weather radio didn't tone, also listen to that, and we'll make announcements as appropriate on this repeater. Be safe. Take care.
Thank you much. You too now. 703-KF4IES.
This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has just issued an update. It's a severe weather statement, 7:21 p.m. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for South Central Granville, Southern Franklin, Southeastern Durham, and Northern Wake counties. At 7:18 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Cary, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Motorists on Interstate 40 between mile markers 285 and 291 and Highway 70 between mile markers 7 and 16 should prepare immediately for winds in excess of 70 miles per hour. Other locations in the path of the storm include RDU International Airport, Raleigh, New Hope, Falls Lake, Creedmoor, Wake Forest, Purnell, Rollsville, and Youngsville. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. If no shelter is available, take cover in a vehicle. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
NC4VA.
Station calling NC4VA, go ahead.
This is KG4QHG, Kilo Golf Course, Convention Hotel Golf, Western Cary, Western Central Cary. Severe gust just came through, we're hearing fire engines, power is out. Estimated 40 knots, I wish I could give you a measure. The estimated 40 knot gust went through here about 3-4 minutes ago here. Multiple debris on the ground, but no trees down. KG4QHG.
Okay, you said you had an estimated wind gust of 40 knots at approximately 7:20 p.m. I believe you said the power is out. Is it out just at your location, or is it out in the neighborhood? Can you tell?
I called somebody about 3-4 blocks from here, and it's out for them as well. I estimate neighborhood out at this time. KG4QHG.
Can you repeat your last transmission again for me?
Outage is neighborhood-wide. Repeat, outage is neighborhood-wide. The gust lasted about 2 or 3 minutes, but they did produce quite a bit of debris on the road. No trees down, though. AG4QHG.
Okay, and is your address correct on QRZ? I have you down as Castalia Drive. Is that correct?
That is affirmative.
And this is where you're estimating the 40 knot wind gust. Is that correct also?
That is affirmative. That is affirmative.
Okay, thank you so much for your report. Stay safe, and if you notice any wind damage after you venture out after the storm has passed, I'd appreciate any updates that you have. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
And this is KG4QHG back to that.
NC4VA, KJ4LKE, mobile.
KJ4LKE, go ahead.
Confirming a power outage along Highway 55 and Carpenter Fire Station Road.
Okay, so power outage at Highway 55 and Carpenter Fire Station Road. Can you tell how extensive that power outage is?
Well, the traffic lights are out here at Carpenter Fire Station and also Morrisville Carpenter as well, so probably need some police department on scene because there's probably going to be an accident any time because people aren't treating it like a four-way stop.
Okay, Central Carolina Skywarn doesn't relay the information. We just allow the National Weather Service about it. Do you have a cell phone that you can use to notify someone?
Yeah, I got the station for Morrisville PD. I'll call them.
Okay, thanks so much, and I appreciate your report, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for Lee, Harnett, and northwestern Cumberland counties. And of course, Lee and Harnett are part of Central Carolina Skywarn's coverage area. At 7:26 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a line of severe thunderstorms. These storms were located along a line extending from Lemon Springs to Pine View to Bonnie Dune, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Some locations affected include Pine View, Timber Lake, Spring Lake, and Lemon Springs. In addition to damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. And as a reminder, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for South Central Granville, Southern Franklin, Southeastern Durham, and Northern Wake counties until 8:30 p.m. Also one for Harnett and Lee in effect until 8 p.m. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:30 p.m. for South Central Granville, Southern Franklin, Southeastern Durham, and Northern Wake counties. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Southwestern Wake and Northeastern Chatham counties until 7:45 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning in effect till 8 p.m. for Lee, Harnett, and northwestern Cumberland counties. And of course, Lee and Harnett are part of Central Carolina Skywarn's coverage area. National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. That includes hail, any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter, measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour, measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement, flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees, the approximate diameter in any building or roof damage. We're in standby mode, the repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We're going to ask that stations leave long breaks between each transmission for any Skywarn traffic. NC4VA. KJ4LKE, NC4VA. KG4QHG, NC4VA. This is NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has just issued a severe weather statement at 7:33 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for South Central Granville, southern Franklin, southeastern Durham, and northern Wake counties. At 7:29 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near RDU International Airport, or 6 miles northwest of Raleigh, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 60 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations in the path of the storm include New Hope, Falls Lake, Creedmoor, Wake Forest, Purnell, Rollsville, and Youngsville. This severe thunderstorm will also affect Interstate 540 between mile marker 7 and 16. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. Station calling NC4VA, go ahead. Feeling this may be KG4QHG, but I'm not positive. You didn't hold the repeater. See if you can get in a little bit better spot and try it again.
This is KG4QHG. Is this better?
Much better. Much better. I was just curious. I called you a moment ago. Do you know what caused that power outage? Were there lines down or trees down in the line by any chance?
As widespread, I've checked with several neighbors, and I've also checked with other neighbors in the area. The outage is pretty widespread. I don't think it's any one line that came out. The gust is pretty significant. I wish I could give you a measure on it there, but it lasted maybe 2 or 3 minutes, but it was rather gusty. I'm sure there's got to be a line down somewhere.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right about that. If you happen to get out and ride around your neighborhood and you notice any trees down, the National Weather Service will be very interested in that. They're, you know, wondering the details of the power outage. So if you notice anything like that, either power lines down or if you notice trees down on power lines or just trees down, period, or limbs, let me know. I appreciate that very much. NC4VA.
Understood. I'm going to take a drive around, see if I can see anything. Also, I'm listening on Gary PD repeater, Gary PD audio, see if I can hear anything from them as well. I'll report back to you. This is KG4QHD clear.
Okay, thank you, sir. NC4VA.
Virginia, this is KG40QC. There's a limb down on the eastbound lane of Glenwood Avenue coming down from the Golden Corral, just past the, I guess, Golden Corral headquarters before you get to Creedmoor Road.
Cecil, can you give me an estimate on the diameter of that limb?
I would guess it's about probably 4 inches diameter, and it's hit wires and kind of hanging, and it blocks the rightmost lane so that you can't drive through it. It's still hanging on the tree, and there's a fire truck has come down to block the traffic so that somebody doesn't run into it.
Okay, so a 4-inch in diameter limb hanging on wires, is that correct, on the right lane eastbound of Glenwood Avenue near Creedmoor Road, is that correct?
That's correct.
Cecil, great report. If you notice anything else as you're driving around, of course, be very careful. Call me back, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued the following statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for Lee County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and moved out of the area, so the warning is no longer in effect. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. for South Central Harnett County and Northwestern Cumberland counties. And, of course, Harnett belongs to Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. At 7:43 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Fayetteville, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Some locations affected include Fort Bragg, Spring Lake, Fayetteville, and surrounding communities in northern Cumberland County. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud to brown lightning is occurring with this storm. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect. The severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Wake and northeastern Chatham counties expires at 7:45 p.m. Storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, and the warning will be allowed to expire. Another severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for Wake County until 8:30 p.m. If you observe severe weather, including damaging winds or large hail in southwestern Wake or northeastern Chatham counties, the National Weather Service is interested in your report. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for South Central Granville, Southern Franklin, Southeastern Durham, and Northern Wake County. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At this time, we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 8:30 p.m. for South Central Granville, Southern Franklin, Southeastern Durham, and Northern Wake counties. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for South Central Harnett County and South Central Harnett County until 8 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. We're going to be in standby mode, meaning the frequency is free for other amateur activity. However, we are going to ask that stations leave long breaks in between each of their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic at this time. And we encourage spotters to stay tuned to Know Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. And particularly interested in any reports of damage in the Cary-Wake County area at this time. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Control, this is CAF 4KLZ with a query.
NC4VA, go ahead.
I just heard about the Weather Service alert or thunderstorm warning. I was just wondering for what areas that's located for, especially around the Dunn-Benson area.
The last update was issued at 7:44 p.m. for Harnett County. And at 7:43 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar continued to indicate a severe thunderstorm. This storm was located near Fayetteville, moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations affected include Fort Bragg, Spring Lake, and Fayetteville, and surrounding communities in northern Cumberland County. That was it as of 7:44 p.m. NC4VA.
Copy that, Net Control. I appreciate the information there. Call sign here is KI4KLZ, Kilo India 4, Kilo Lima Zulu. I'll be standing by and give you updates if there are any in our area.
Thank you, NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service in Raleigh has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Cumberland County, northwestern Sampson County, southeastern Harnett County until 9 p.m. At 7:56 p.m., the National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Eastover, or 7 miles northeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. Penny-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles per hour are likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Wade, Linden, Godwin, Falcon, Irwin, and Dunn. These thunderstorms are producing an excessive amount of lightning. Cloud-to-ground lightning is deadly, so seek shelter indoors and stay away from windows. Do not use the telephone unless it is an emergency. If you cannot seek shelter indoors, automobiles provide good shelter. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for central Cumberland, northwestern Sampson, and southeastern Harnett till 9 p.m. And Sampson and Harnett belong to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning for south central Harnett County in effect till 8 p.m. That's due to till 8 p.m. And a severe thunderstorm warning for south central Granville, southern Franklin, southeastern Durham, and northern Wake counties until 8:30 p.m. We're going to remain in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity, but we're asking stations to leave long pauses between each transmission at this time for Skywarn traffic. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. WX4MMM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, WX4MMM, Virginia, I guess I'm ready to go on and pick up the net, so I'll let you proceed to the to your QHT. This is WX4MMM for Central Carolina Skywarn.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it very much. I updated a minute ago, but you may want to update as well. And they have requested tonight if you can type in your reports in the chat box. So at this point, I'll turn Central Carolina Skywarn net control responsibilities over to you. And I'm assuming at this point that things are, we still have warnings out, but I'm looking at the overall radar, things are dying down somewhat. We'll go ahead with our Central Carolina Skywarn information net tonight unless the status of things change. Anyway, I'll give you, we'll talk later if they change. NC4VA, clear.
And this is WX4MMM for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for severe weather reports.
NC4VA.
This is WX4MMM for Central Carolina Skywarn. Station trying to call Skywarn.
WX4MMM, this is KG4QHG, Kilo Golf 4, Quebec Hotel Golf. Virginia was asking for damage reports in Cary. I have one for her.
Okay, ready to copy. Go ahead.
Address is 8854 Chapel Hill Road. That is the same as Highway 54. 8854 Chapel Hill Road in Raleigh. 18-inch healthy tree down on power lines. Fire engine is on the scene.
Okay, 18-inch diameter tree down on power line. Is it uprooted or split in half or what?
I don't see a root ball on this one. I'm going to call it split. Hold on, let me run by it. Give me just 60 seconds. I'll report that back to you. KG4QHG.
Okay, I'll be standing by KG4QHG, WX4MMM for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. Just a brief update. The severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. for South Central Granville County, Southern Franklin County, and Southeastern Durham County, and Northern Wake County. And a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for Central Cumberland, Northwest Sampson, and Southeast Harnett County. And this is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline. We're in standby mode, but please leave breaks between transmissions for any Skyline traffic. WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, this is KG4QHG. I have a report on that tree.
Okay, go ahead. WX4MMM.
I'm going to revise that estimate up there. It's about a two-foot trunk, and it's split right at the bottom of the trunk. It is definitely in a split. It is not a root ball. It's not uprooted.
And okay, it's a hardwood tree or softwood, like a pine tree, or what kind of tree?
Well, I'm no tree expert. It definitely wasn't a pine. It was a deciduous tree of some sort.
Okay, and you know the approximate height of that tree?
This is a rather mature tree. I would estimate it's at least 2 to 3 times as high as the house itself there. What do you think? 30 feet would be my estimate. KG4QHG.
Okay, and you gave me your address, but you know what the nearest intersection to your location on Chapel Hill Road?
Nearest major intersection would be Chapel Hill Road and West Maynard. Not East, but West Maynard.
Okay, I believe you said the fire department's on the way or on the scene?
Two fire department trucks are on the scene right now. Their power line's down there, so they're keeping traffic away. KG4QHG.
Okay, and you didn't observe that tree down. You just came upon the tree.
Virginia wanted to know if I could take a look around. I am, and it's right off a major road, Highway 54 in Cary, so I managed to see it. KG4QHG.
Okay, appreciate that report, and I'll relay it to the NWS, WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, a special weather statement issued at 8:07 p.m. A strong thunderstorm will move across southeastern Franklin and western Nash and northeastern Wake counties through 8:45 p.m. At 8:06 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a strong thunderstorm 5 miles northwest of Wendell, or about 9 miles northwest of Linwood, moving northeast at 25 miles an hour. Some locations affected by this storm include Wendell, Pilot, Bunn, and Spring Hope. Wind gusts up to 45 miles an hour, hail to 1/2 inch in diameter, and diddly cloud to ground lightning can be expected with these storms. Again, these winds are capable of bringing down large limbs. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyline. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning until 8:30 p.m. for south central Granville County, southern Franklin County, southeastern Durham, and northern Wake counties. In addition, a severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 9 p.m. for northwestern Sampson County, southeast Harnett County, and central Cumberland County. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail any size initially, then any size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds are greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour, give your times of measurement. Flooding, flash flooding where none normally occurs, rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in the approximate diameter, and any building and roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode this time, and repeaters free for normal amateur activity. However, please leave long breaks for any Skywarn traffic. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM, NC4VA.
NC4VA, go ahead, Virginia. It's WX4MMM.
I want to make a damage report, two of them. The first one is on Dutchess Drive. Dutchess Drive and near Bayoak, B-A-Y-O-A-K. About a 15-inch diameter hardwood tree down, broken off at the base of the tree. It snapped in two.
Can you have the approximate height for that tree?
This is going to be a guess. I'm going to say about 50 feet. 50 feet.
And I assume you didn't observe it coming down, you just have come upon it.
That is correct. It's in my neighborhood, and I'm sure it came down when that storm came through. Right across the street is another large limb split from a tree, and I would say that limb is probably 25 to 30 feet long, and the limb's probably about 10 inches in diameter. That again is on Dutchess Drive at another location about a block down. On Bayoak Drive, another limb down approximately 25 to 30 feet long, and that one appears to be about 6 to 8 inches in diameter.
Okay, all in the same location approximately, Dutchess Drive and Bayoak Drive in Cary.
That is correct. They're all within about two blocks of each other. NC4VA.
Okay, I'll relay that report to NWS, WX4MMM.
WX4MMM, this is KG4QHG.
KG4QHG, go ahead, WX4MMM.
Have another damage report for you, Preston area of Cary and Summer Lake Drive, 100 blocks.
Summer Lake Drive, and what's the nearest intersection to Summer Lake Drive?
Nearest major intersection is going to be Cary Parkway and High House Road. It's about a block away.
Okay, go with your report.
Multiple, repeat, multiple deciduous hardwood trees, I'd say estimated 8-inch trunk down on the road. Cary PD and fire are here. They're clearing the road as we speak, but it was blocking Summer Lakes Drive.
Is summer spell like the season summer?
That is correct. Summer as in the season, lakes as in bodies of water. KG4QHG.
And multiple trees down 8-inch trunk, approximate height, 10 feet or so.
These are relatively young trees. They were healthy though, they're green. I estimate 20 feet high.
Okay, and I assume you didn't know when the trees, you didn't throw the trees actually being blown down, did you? You just came upon them.
That is affirmative. I've been trying to drive around per request, KG4QHG.
Okay, appreciate that report, WX4MMM.
And KG4QHG, clear.
And this is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Wake County, west central Nash County, and Franklin County until 9:15 p.m. At 8:18 p.m., National Weather Service radar indicated a severe thunderstorm over Rollsville, about 12 miles northwest of Linwood, moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Nickel-sized hail and winds in excess of 58 miles an hour are likely for the storm. Locations impacted include Pallet, Bunn, and Lewisburg. Repeating severe thunderstorm warning set to 9:15 p.m. for northeastern Wake, west central Nash, and Franklin counties until 9:15. WX4MMM, Central California. NC4VA, go ahead, WX4MMM.
I'm sorry, Bob. I don't know the call sign of that last gentleman that just called in. And he's been really nice. I want to thank him for riding around and looking for damage. That is so helpful. If you didn't witness when it happened, if after the storm passes, spotters can, you know, just go out and even just check their neighborhoods and provide reports if there's damage. It's really helpful for the National Weather Service. And this isn't a report, but downtown Cary is partially without power, quite a bit of it, actually. So I'm assuming there may be a tree on a line, but I haven't spotted it yet on my way in. NC4VA.
Okay, Virginia, good comments. The spotter was KG4QHG. KG4QHG, we certainly do appreciate those reports. And NWS does as well. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skyward.
And KG4QHG returns the compliment. Thank you guys for what you do. It's a pleasure. KG4QHG clear.
This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning. Effective until 9 p.m. for Central Cumberland County, Northwest Sampson County, and Southeast Harnett County. And another severe thunderstorm warning until 9:15 p.m. for Northeast Wake, West Central Nash, and Franklin County. The National Weather Service looks for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4-inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds are greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Please give you times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees in approximate diameter and any building and roof damage. Skywarn is in standby mode this time, but the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. However, we please request stations leave longer break between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, if I could break in.
Go right ahead.
WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, this is a severe weather statement issued at 8:34 p.m. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9 p.m. for southeastern Harnett, northwestern Sampson, and central Cumberland counties. At 8:33 p.m., local law enforcement reported a severe thunderstorm. This storm is located near Wade, or 13 miles northeast of Fayetteville, moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Damaging winds of 58 miles per hour and greater likelihood for the storm. Locations in the path include Linden, Godwin, Falcon, Irwin, and Spivey's Corner, Dunn, and Coates. This storm has a history of producing damaging winds in Linden. If you observe damaging winds or large hail, please contact Central Carolina Skywarn so we can forward the reports to the National Weather Service in Raleigh. In addition, severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:15 p.m. for northeast Wake County, west central Nash County, and Franklin County. Again, severe thunderstorm warning until 9:15 for northeast Wake, west central Nash, and Franklin County. Skywarn is in standby mode, but I encourage stations please leave longer breaks for Skywarn traffic. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM from KI4ODO.
KI4ODO, WX4MMM. Go ahead, Marvin.
Hey, good evening, Bob. I do not have a report at this time, but I am between Youngsville and Lewisburg, and I'm taking a little drive out while it's still light to see, you know, just to check and see if there's any damage. Is there any particular direction that you guys need reports from up here, or just kind of go wherever?
Well, of course, we don't endorse you going looking for damage reports unless it's safe for your own self. We certainly don't want to put you any kind of damage of the storm. Let's see. after that thunderstorm, it was predicted to move through Pilot, Bunn, and Lewisburg. So that's about all the information I've got for it. Moving northeast at 20 miles an hour. Locations in fact include Pilot, Bunn, and Lewisburg. And again, that warning is effective until 9:15 p.m. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Okay, very good, Bob. No, I was just taking a drive anyway, and I just thought since I was out, I would ask. But anyhow, if I do see anything, I will let you know. KI4ODO.
Okay, Marvin, certainly appreciate it. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
Marvin, KI4ODO, NC4VA. If after the storm is passed, if you can make a, if you have the opportunity and can do so safely, check your neighborhood area. If it's severe weather passed through there, or if you know kind of where it passed, that's always helpful in report any damage to buildings, roof structures, any trees down, et cetera. And thanks so much for being a great spotter out there and your offer to help. NC4VA.
Okay, real good, Virginia. I sure will. And yeah, like I said, I was just taking the drive out anyway, completely on my own, not chasing or anything like that. So I thought I would offer that. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. KI4ODO.
WX4MMM, Central Carolina Sky 1, National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 9 p.m. for Central Cumberland, Northwest Sampson, and Southeast Harnett counties, and also a severe thunderstorm warning effective until 9:15 p.m. for Northeast Wake, West Central Nash, and Franklin counties. The National Weather Service is looking for reports of severe weather, and this includes hail any size initially, and penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds are greater than 50 miles an hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more per hour. Give your times of measurement. Flooding, flash flooding would normally occur. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And damage caused by high winds such as down limbs or trees and approximate diameter and any building and roof damage. We've had several good reports from spotters tonight, so if you do come upon any prior damage, give us a call at Central Carolina Skywarn. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. Repeaters free for normal amateur activity. Weather stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM, here is NC4VA looking for a signal check.
NC4VA, WX4MMM, Virginia, I can hear you. You've got your full quieting in the repeater.
Thanks, Bob. NC4VA clear.
And WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn, just a reminder, two warnings remain in effect, one until 9 p.m. for Northwest Sampson, Southeast Harnett, and Central Cumberland County, and second warning expires at 9:15 p.m. for Northeast Wake, West Central Nash, in Franklin County. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. This is WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn. The National Weather Service has canceled the severe thunderstorm warning for Harnett, Sampson, and Cumberland counties. The severe thunderstorm warning has been canceled for Harnett, Sampson, and Cumberland counties. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 9:15 for Northeast Wake, West Central Nash, and Franklin counties. WX4MMM, Central Carolina Skywarn.
WX4MMM, KJ4LKE.
KG4 station, go ahead,
WX4MMM. I want to report a tree down in the road at Preston Oaks Lane and Roebling Lane. That's Roebling.
First of all, what's that, Cresta Oaks Lane?
Preston. Papa Romeo
Echo, Sierra, Tango, Oscar, November.
Okay, I got you. Preston, Oaks Lane, and the other station, just spell one more time that other street.
Romeo, Oscar, Echo, Bravo, Lima, India, November, Golf.
I can't read my writing. Romeo, Oscar, and what was the third letter?
Echo, ECHO.
Okay, got you. Go ahead with your report.
Did you track us?
Can you give me the diameter of the tree, and was it uprooted or split, or and the length and the height of the tree?
There's several people on the road with chainsaws cutting it down. Let me get closer and give you a report. Hold on.
That'll be 3HO.
W3HL, WX4MMM.
I'm on emergency power over here, Bob, and I've been off the air without power for almost 2 hours or an hour and a half or so. What's the status?
Skywarn's in standby mode. We got one warning in effect, so we're just going to run the net concurrently. It'll be fine. Things are starting to quiet down a little bit. Just encourage stations to leave longer breaks for any Skywarn traffic, but you're happy going with the Piedmont Coastal traffic net.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Thank you very much. W3HL.
And WX4MM, I'm station with that tree report. Go ahead. This is WX4MM. The National Weather Service has now canceled the warning for Franklin, Nash, and Wake County. So the thunderstorm warning for Franklin, Nash, and Wake County has been canceled. WX4MM, Central Carolina, Skyline.